Well, hello everybody. Welcome to episode 10 of the Profitable Architect Online Weekly Podcast. My name is Sara Colata and I'm an architect and a digital transformation specialist. I am fed up with the fact that architects globally are undervalued, underappreciated, and struggle to make enough for their living. This community is for students, young practitioners, academics, firm owners, and senior architects who are looking to raise their value by leveraging the tools of digital transformation. In this episode, I will talk about the first steps to a functioning sales pipeline. Your customers are people. They have their interests, desires, drives, purposes, and also their fears, problems, and frustrations. They navigate through life usually drawn to pleasure and in avoidance of pain. You want to embrace that wisdom and you want to really help them. I'm actually guessing that you are here just to help them, right? So you build projects for them, for the user. You want to make other people happy. And as a result of delivering amazing projects and making your clients happy, find fulfillment in what you do and do more of it. This way, you can change the world, one happy customer at a time, one building at a time. So where are those happy people? Where are those people who will be grateful for your work and have the cash and the open-mindedness to hire you for your dream projects? Well, I'll tell you what, they're all online. That's the one sure thing. Everybody's online. So you can go on scouting those cocktail parties and local government events, but you might just be better off finding these people that you really want to target online. If you develop a system and a strategy to go with it, you might even have someone else, someone on your team, to be responsible for scouting these high quality clients online and bringing them into your business. Which would mean tremendous freedom, right? Because I'm guessing it's you who's responsible for that today. So we already took the first steps towards this. We talked about you and your uniqueness. If you were being careful and listened diligently, you probably already updated your LinkedIn mission statement and figure out your values and what you stand for. You also probably understand your ideal customer better by now. You might know exactly who that person is and hopefully even personalize them enough to name them. So the question remains, what should you do next? You want to figure out where your ideal customers are online and find the best way possible for you to attract their attention to your service. Your ideal customer most likely hanged out with other very similar types. So once you find one or two of them online, it will become easier for you to identify the rest. So let's start by asking ourselves, where does my ideal customer hang out online? Because the one thing that you can be sure of is that people online congregate. They share common interests. They talk to each other. All you have to do is to actually localize specifically, precisely where that takes place and go there to mingle amongst those people. Finding those people on the internet boils down to these simple questions. Where do they spend their time? What email newsletters do they subscribe to? What blogs do they read? And what Facebook groups are they a part of? What platforms do they use? Like, you know, are they an Instagram user or a LinkedIn user? And also, when they go on Google, what sort of keywords are they searching for when they're looking for a service like yours? From personal experience, one of the common mistakes that I feel people make when they adopt digital transformation is believing that the tools and softwares are there to automate and bot everything. Whenever you are a victim of a relevant message, action, or attention-seeking ad online, you witness companies that don't know how to use digital transformation. Because digital transformation really is not about setting up bots that will harass your potential clients, and as a result, put your business together with the endless spammers out there online. No, this is not what this is about. If you are smart and if you work with an intelligent marketer who understands your market, your clients, and your message, you will have digital transformation work for you intelligently. What that means is that you will have a system that best interprets your sophisticated understanding of your customer into automated actions that look effortless and natural. Marketers try to make a lot of processes complicated by using technology to direct potential clients to websites. But in fact, it is your knowledge of the people in your market that makes the technology useful. Your job as you try to attract your ideal customers online is to find one or two of them and bring them into your service. When you start looking for them, you are digging around, poking and prodding. And typically, where you find one, there is a high chance that there will be few more around that one. This is exactly why it is really worth it to spend some time and do the right job picking and poking around. Because in the process, you learn a lot about the communication and the initial contact, as well as the behavior of your ideal client online. And all of this can help you to develop a more sophisticated method of approaching and starting a conversation with them. When you can find exactly where your audience is hanging out, attracting a number of ideal customers is just a matter of putting the right message in front of them and directing them to your offer. So go out there to your social media profiles with an idea of your ideal customer profile and the audience exactly that you want to attract to your business, and begin to look for a congregation of people alike. You might find a newsletter, a magazine, or a blog that they read. Positioning your business in front of those customers could then be as easy as placing an ad in that online magazine with a call to action, and try to entice all of those people back to your offer. As an entrepreneur, your job is to know where to look and how to attract those people to your offer. You can do this yourself, or you can also hire a team of people that can help you do exactly that. Just book a call with me if you're looking. The system is easy to figure out and also to implement, but it begins with the right mindset, and your mindset today should be, who is my ideal customer and where does that person congregate? Okay, now we have all that, and there is one more really important question that remains. How do you get your ideal client to leave the congregation that they follow and come to check your website? There has been some movement happening with Bitcoin. It first dropped down and then raised up. And as a result of it all of your ideal customers are very engaged with their financial cryptocurrency news. The last thing they're thinking about is to go ahead and lose their attention on things related to your website or your company. So how do you really get them to stop and actually check your website instead? So what is the right thing to do to get people's attention online? Well, I tell you what, the answer is curiosity. Curiosity marketing, what is that? Well, simply put, it's all about enticing customers to want to find out more about your business and making them engage with your content. It is a psychological tool you can use to help build relationships with your clients and ensure that they will check back for updates or interact with posts in order to get to the bottom of what you're trying to do. You can afford to be a little vague with your posts or campaigns, because ambiguity will get people asking the right questions and give you the opportunity to connect with your audience, something so crucial to success in the business world. We are drowning in a flood of information on our desktops, our mobile devices, our televisions, from product videos to long-term written content, from Instagram images to LinkedIn posts. The key to engaging via curiosity marketing is nothing more but pure and unadulterated authenticity. Don't use other people's tricks. Don't copy other people's strategies. Only by nurturing an authentic dialogue with your audience and engaging with them human to human, honestly and open, will you be able to use curiosity to increase your fans' interest in your content, your product, or other service offering. Another important factor is consistency, because there is so much content on offer in so many formats. Good digital marketing is all about consistency. Consistency refers to your design, the layout of your pages, but also the steps you take to publish content and the road by which you are leading your potential customers to a sales decision. Curiosity marketing works when it builds relationships, not just between your brand and the potential client, but also between clients and other stakeholders. Using forums and Facebook groups, for example, doesn't directly translate into sales, but creates relationships, because we are all curious about seeing how other people use whatever it is that we are interested in. This is why we interact on social media and communicate with other people who share common interests. Building these relationships on social media with your potential customers can open up a feedback loop, which might prove to be a crucial part of optimizing your client acquisition pipeline. So in order to develop a right type of communication strategy and activate your pipeline, there is one crucial thing you have to understand. There are only three types of audiences: an audience that you control, an audience that you don't control, and an audience that you own. When you understand the differences between the three, you will know how to best communicate to motivate action in each and every one of these groups. Something you have to understand is that the only way for you to convert the highest number possible into buyers and repeat customers is when you own your audience. What does that really mean to own an audience? An audience that you own is an audience that has subscribed to your mailing list. This audience is the best type of an audience. An audience you own is an audience that follows you directly. It is an audience that joins your Facebook groups, your Instagram profile, connects with you on LinkedIn, and subscribes to your mailing list. This audience has expressed interest in following you, connecting, and also being a part of your tribe. You don't have to buy that audience. You don't have to pay for advertising or invest to get your message in front of them. This audience came to you free. You can email them anytime, and if they buy from you, this money comes back as a pure profit. The audience you control is an audience which you can tell when you want them to go. For example, if you pay for advertising and position your ad in front of an audience of your ideal customers, you don't really own that audience. Who owns them? Well, Google does. But if due to your ad, this audience takes action and comes to your website, that's when you actually control their decisions. These ads can be, for example, email ads, pay-for-click ads, banner ads, native ads, affiliates, and joint ventures. For all of this, you most likely would have to actually pay monetary value to get results out of, okay? Now, the third type of audience is the audience that you don't control. The audience that you don't control is the audience which just shows up but does not directly interact with you or your business. For example, if someone mentions your podcast on Facebook or LinkedIn and someone else from their audience listens to it on iTunes but doesn't actually take any further action, that is the type of situation that you as a content creator have no control over. And I hope it's becoming clear that it's crucial to understand the distinction between the three different types of audiences as you are looking to develop your online presence and online relationships. My goal with all the audience that I don't control is to mention to them about my social media and get them to connect with me. Once they like any of the channels or connect with me on LinkedIn, it will be obviously easier for them to see my content and interact with me more often. That's when, with time, I get those people to also subscribe to my mailing list. How do I do that? Simply by getting people to download my ebook at saracolatta.com/ebook. And as they do that, they join my mailing list, and then that opens a whole new level of communication between me and my newly acquired audience member. Can you see it now? This is digital marketing 101. And it is actually important to understand all of that before you go ahead and start interacting with your audience online. You have to understand that the only reason for which you would ever go there is to put your content in front of an audience that you can, as an effect, move into your communication funnel. That's it, the sole purpose. And this is what we call the top of the pipeline. In the next episode, we will talk more about you as an attractive persona, how to build interest around you, and as a result, reach out to ideal customers online and start a conversation. And in the future, we will also focus on what you do with the potential customers after they join your email list. So before you go, subscribe to this podcast and click the notification button so that you can get informed about the next episodes coming out. We are on a great journey of self-discovery and development, and I would love for you to come the whole way with me. Your role as an architect who wants to start your own business or has their own business and is entrepreneurial is to take your career in your own hands and push your business forward. You are an architect and you already have a lot of things going on as it is. This is one of the reasons why we resist learning marketing and sales and becoming better at it, simply because it's another huge chunk of knowledge to consume. When you design a building, you don't go ahead and start building it also with your own hands. You of course could do it, but for one, you're probably not trained to do that. So simply, you might not be as good of a builder as you are a designer. But the second reason for it is also that you simply can make more money as a designer than a builder. So you stick to what you know and hire contractors to manage the building and the recruitment of builders. If you were to not only get the building permits designed, but also build everything on your own, it would definitely take you 10 times longer to get the job done. That is exactly the reason why, as architects, we understand the pieces that need to be in place to build a house and collaborate with contractors, builders, electricians, and hydraulics to get the job done. Your job as an entrepreneur, a business owner, or a person who actually genuinely wants to take their career in their own hands is to understand the strategy behind the perfect client acquisition. You then have to master advertising, Facebook marketing, content creation, and PR. It's enough that you focus on what you do best and on your expertise and surround yourself with an amazing team of people who know how to achieve the right results you seek. This is why I encourage you to book a consultation with me where we can have a sit down and a talk about how we can revitalize your business and your current strategy for client acquisition. A simple call like this, which is free, can help bring clarity, confidence. In order to do that, go to saracolata.com/consultation and book a call with me right now. I see a future where architecture designers, engineers, and construction professionals can live their full potentials without being limited by their lack or inadequacies. My vision is to empower an expert economy within architecture, where uniqueness is celebrated above rewarding hard work with meaningless diplomas, for the better good of an individual, but also a greater collective. Stay tuned as I share my journey, my research, my observations, experiences, and wisdom here through this weekly Friday podcast and in all other social media channels. If you like this episode, click subscribe to be notified of the next episode coming out. Follow me on Facebook, YouTube, LinkedIn, or Instagram under my name, Sarah Colata. Share this podcast with anyone you can think of that can find this valuable. This is already episode 10, and it would mean a world to me if you leave me an honest review and a rating on iTunes. Thank you, and see you at the next show.